This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Gambia trains 25 community health workers in WHO mental health guidelines to bridge rural care gaps. The Gambia has launched a comprehensive mental health training initiative targeting rural healthcare workers, addressing critical gaps in community-level mental health services. The World Health Organization collaborated with the Ministry of Health to deliver WHO Mental Health Gap Action Program, MHGAP 2.0 guidelines training to frontline providers in May 2026. 25 healthcare workers trained in WHO MHGAP 2.0 guidelines during 4-day intensive program in Tendaba Camp rural communities gained first-line mental health support. The 4-day training program, conducted from May 11-15, 2026, in Tendaba Camp, brought together nurses, midwives, and community health workers from across the Gambia, according to the WHO Africa Regional Office. These frontline providers represent the first point of contact for many patients in rural areas where specialized mental health services remain scarce. According to the WHO Africa Regional Office, mental health services in the Gambia have historically concentrated in urban centers, leaving rural communities significantly underserved. This geographic disparity means conditions including depression, anxiety, epilepsy, and substance use disorders often go undiagnosed and untreated in rural areas. The training focused on practical implementation of evidence-based interventions through interactive sessions, case studies, role plays, and group discussions. Participants learned to recognize, manage, and appropriately refer common mental health conditions within primary healthcare settings. For more context on global mental health initiatives, see our comprehensive coverage. Evidence-based guidelines bridge specialist care gap. The WHO Mental Health Gap Action Program, MHGAP 2.0 guidelines, represent a systematic approach to integrating mental health care into primary health care systems. These evidence-based protocols enable non-specialist providers to deliver standardized mental health interventions in resource-limited settings. The National Mental Health Program collaborated closely with WHO to adapt the training content to local contexts and healthcare delivery patterns, according to the WHO Africa Regional Office. This partnership ensures that newly trained healthcare workers can immediately apply their skills within existing community health infrastructure. Healthcare workers report increased confidence. Training participants expressed notable improvements in their understanding and approach to mental health conditions. Healthcare workers emphasized their enhanced confidence in identifying patients requiring mental health support and providing compassionate evidence-based care. The program addressed critical knowledge gaps among frontline providers who previously lacked formal training in mental health assessment and intervention. Community health workers play increasingly vital roles in mental health service delivery, particularly in rural areas where traditional healthcare infrastructure remains limited. This training has changed how I understand and approach mental health conditions. I now feel more confident identifying patients who need support and providing care with empathy. Participating nurse, WHO App 2.0 Training Program, WHO Africa Regional Office, 2026. Key takeaways: 25 healthcare workers from rural Gambian communities completed WHO MHGAP 2.0 guidelines training from May 11-15, 2026. Training addresses critical gaps in mental health service access, particularly affecting rural populations. Evidence-based protocols enable non-specialist providers to deliver standardized mental health interventions. WHO collaborated with the Ministry of Health and National Mental Health Program to deliver the training. Frequently asked questions: what is the WHO Mental Health Gap Action Program? The MHGAP 2.0 guidelines provide evidence-based protocols that enable non-specialist healthcare providers to recognize, treat, and refer common mental health conditions within primary care settings. These guidelines specifically target resource-limited environments where specialist mental health services are scarce. How does community-based mental health care improve access? Community-based models eliminate many barriers to mental health care, including long travel distances, high costs, and stigma associated with seeking specialized services. Training local healthcare workers creates sustainable, culturally appropriate care delivery within existing community health infrastructure. What mental health conditions can trained community workers address? Healthcare workers trained in MGAP 2.0 guidelines can identify and provide initial interventions for depression, anxiety disorders, epilepsy, substance use disorders, and other common mental health conditions. They also learn appropriate referral protocols for cases requiring specialist care. The Gambia's investment in community-based mental health training represents a model for addressing mental health service gaps. As trained healthcare workers begin implementing these evidence-based interventions in their communities, the program's impact on rural mental health access will be monitored. Source: The Gambia brings mental health care closer to communities through frontline training. At Context trains 25 community health workers in WHO mental health guidelines to bridge rural care gaps. Description: Gambia trains 25 rural healthcare workers in WHO MHGAP 2.0 mental health guidelines, addressing service gaps in depression, anxiety, epilepsy treatment access. Author: AtType Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-24. Date modified 2026-05-24. At Context is the WHO Mental Health Gap Action Program. Accepted answer, answer, text. The MHGAP 2.0 guidelines provide evidence-based protocols that enable non-specialist healthcare providers to recognize, treat, and refer common mental health conditions within primary care settings. These guidelines specifically target resource-limited environments where specialist mental health services are scarce. At type, question. Name: How does community-based mental health care improve access? Accepted answer, at type answer, text. Community-based models eliminate many barriers to mental health care, including long travel distances, high costs, and stigma associated with seeking specialized services. Training local healthcare workers creates sustainable, culturally appropriate care delivery within existing community health infrastructure. At type question. Name: What mental health conditions can trained community workers address? Accepted answer, at answer, text. Healthcare workers trained in MHGAP 2.0 guidelines can identify and provide initial interventions for depression, anxiety disorders, epilepsy, substance use disorders, and other common mental health conditions. They also learn appropriate referral protocols for cases requiring specialist care.